And on this Friday, it's time to talk to one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week. Her career came to an end this week at New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Senior Sophie Stork with the Panther Girls basketball team. And Sophie, a good afternoon and congratulations on being one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week.
Thank you.
Now, Sophie, before we talk about your career, your basketball career, and we know you're going to Hamlin next year to play some sports, let's just talk about basketball in general. How old were you when you started playing basketball?
The first time I picked up the basketball, I was about 2 years old. My mom actually dug out some pictures the other night of me with basketball at the age of two. Playing competitively, we started up in third grade playing against other teams.
Okay, so as soon as you were able to walk, you had a basketball in your hand.
Yes.
Now, Sophie, I did hear as a seventh grader, you're already on the varsity roster. So young in your career, you got a chance to experience the state tournament for the Panther Girls basketball team. Now, tell us about that experience.
That was an experience that I'll never forget, even though I was younger. Even though I didn't see the court a lot, I knew that I was making my teammates better in practice. And that is something that every little girl dreams of. And to be able to experience that, and even at a young age, it almost makes you speechless. You know, you never understand the feeling of making it to the state tournament until you actually get there.
No, that is pretty cool. So Sophie got to go to state in seventh grade again the other night, just a couple of wins short of the state tournament. And I don't have the totals in front of me, but do you know offhand where you finish with total points in your career?
I do not.
Do you have a guesstimate?
I hit around 1,500 is my guess.
Okay.
I scored my 1,000th point my sophomore year. Junior year, I only got to play about four games with a knee injury, and then this year I had about 500, so maybe 1,500.
Now, Sophie, talk about your junior year and talk about that knee injury. Did you have to miss a couple seasons of sports? And just talk, I assume that was hard to miss a season of basketball.
Yeah, that was very heartbreaking, especially because I did not expect to miss basketball. I had a knee surgery early fall that year, so I missed all of volleyball. And I actually got cleared on my 17th birthday. And after playing a few games in, I actually re-injured that knee and was not able to finish out. So that was really heartbreaking. But to see the positive side, it wasn't my senior season, so I knew that I just had to work hard and my physical therapy to come back and have a good last season.
Well, absolutely. Had a great last season. Again, Sophie Stork, one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week, a senior with the NRHEG girls basketball team. And let's talk about this season, Sophie. Obviously, wanted it to end at the state tournament, but your team picks up 20 wins, subsection runner-up. I mean, it was still a great year, and I mean, you gals played your hearts out in that game against Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Even though it did not finish with a state tournament berth, as a senior, you still have to be pretty happy with the way your senior year went.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely proud of the girls and appreciate my coaching staff a lot. Like you said, we played with our hearts and we left it all on the court in that Lake Crystal game. They were the high seed, so going in, we knew they were supposed to win. But we didn't let that stop us, and we battled until the final buzzer sounded. And although it was heartbreaking, I have nothing but positive words to say, and I'm just grateful that everyone gave it their all for me. And then, being the only senior, I could tell that we were all fighting together.
Absolutely. And the future definitely looks bright for NRHEG girls basketball. Like you mentioned, the only senior on the team. Talk about a senior night in New Richland. Talk about that night, because again, you are the only senior on the team. I'm assuming that was a very special night for you.
Yeah, it definitely was very special. All my teammates gave me a big hug, a big group hug. You know, usually it's just one girl giving one senior a hug, but I got to hug everyone. So that was nice. And it was very sentimental because being the only one to leave, it's hard, but I know that my team will be stronger next year, not losing a huge group and returning four starters. And another very special night was actually our first round of playoffs, because that was at home. So the last time playing at home, That was sad. Me and my mom shed a few tears. A lot of games played on that home court, but they were all good memories.
Now, Sophie, besides playing basketball, you know, at the high school level, did you play in any kind of leagues or anything in the off season when it comes to basketball? I know you're pretty busy all round with sports, or all year with sports.
Yeah, I played AAU basketball for the Minnesota Stars. They're located up in the metro area, and that is all spring through summer. And I did that after my sophomore year, so during COVID, even though it had a late start, we still were able to do that. And then I played last year as well. So even though I didn't get my junior season, I was able to play AAU, and that really helped me through my recovery and just get me back where I was before the injury, before senior season started.
Now, Sophie, besides basketball, talk about the other sports that you play and other activities that you're involved with when it comes to a NRHEG.
But for sports, I also play volleyball and softball, and then basketball and softball are the two that I will be doing in Hamlin. And then I'm also involved in our FFA program and our FCCLA program as the president, and I really like leading those groups. And then National Honor Society, Student Council, and I think that's all. But, yeah, I like to have fun with those groups. And today, our National Honor Society, we're actually looking for people to do the blood drive. So
okay.
That's what we're up to today, trying to find people to fill those slots.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome. Thank you for being involved in so many activities, you know, besides sports. That is absolutely awesome. And I want to talk about the softball season coming up. What position do you play for softball?
I'm the pitcher.
Okay. And how long have you been the pitcher?
I have been pitching varsity starting full-time since eighth grade. My seventh grade year, I pitched a few games, including the first playoff game. And then eighth grade is when I started being the starting pitcher.
So you have been on the mound for softball since eighth grade. That makes it easy for who's your coach for softball when you don't have to worry about a pitcher for now? It'll be the fifth year. That makes coaching a little bit easier.
Yeah. Our coach is Wendy Schultz. I love her to death.
So softball season will begin very soon for a Sophie Stork, again, one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week. And Sophie, you mentioned again, Hamlin next year to play basketball and play softball. Talk about that decision. What attracted you to Hamlin?
Hamlin was one of my later visits when it came to recruiting. I went up to their camp in early August just for fun and to try it. And then their coaches contacted me. One of their coaches coached a younger Minnesota Stars team. And so I decided to go up there, and I instantly just fell in love with campus. I love the city areas in St. Paul. The coaching staff, they were awesome. They pushed me at that camp. They were super fun and easy to talk to. And Hamlin is a very school known for their law programs, and okay. I want to be an attorney. So it worked out perfect, honestly. They have a 3-3 program for law at their Mitchell Hamlin Law School. And then when softball got thrown into the picture as an option, they completely sold me, and I knew that that was going to be my next home.
So as soon as they said, Sophie, you can be a two-sport athlete, that was kind of the icing on the cake. That got it done?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, Sophie, before we let you go, let's talk about your family, who your mom and dad are, and talk about your siblings as well.
My mom and dad, Dan and Stacy Stork. My dad works here at the school as the athletic director, so we see each other a lot, and he definitely has been the one to push me in all my sports, open up the weight room early, come in the mornings with me, weekends, you know, you get a little extra time in the gym while he's working. My mom worked in our school for 20 years teaching, and now she's up at Owatonna with special education. And I have three siblings. My oldest sister is 24. She's a nurse in Mankato. My brother is 21, attending Mankato State University to be an activities director, just like my dad. And my younger sister is an eighth grader and following me around at practices. It's nice because the eighth graders all played up on three squads, so it was kind of cool that I got to play, or practice at least, with my younger sister for my senior season.
And Sophie, the name of your siblings?
My oldest sister is Anna Stork, my brother is Jake, and my little sister is Chloe.
against Sophie Stork, Produce Day Bank Athlete of the Week. Her season comes to an end for a basketball, but again, still softball for the Panthers, and then off to Hamlet to play basketball and softball next year. Sophie, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on a fantastic career at New Richland Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, and again, congrats on being one of our Produce Day Bank Athletes of the Week.
Thank you. It means a lot.